Most people don't know about muscle, mind, and magic. I want you to write these down. I want you to tattoo this in your brain. Because this might be the most important podcast episode. This might be the most important thing you ever hear in your entire life. Muscle, mind, and magic. My name is Mr. 2020. You're listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Brought to you by MetaManifesting.com today. MetaManifesting. That's M-E-T-A, manifesting.com. More on that later. But here's the thing. You've got three places you can come from to do anything, to do everything in your life. There's muscle, there's mind, and there's magic. Muscle is like sucking water up through a drinking straw. It's useful when it's useful. But you gotta put some work into it. Right? You gotta suck. See, the problem is though, anything thicker than water, it gets pretty tough. Back in the old days, my dad took me to Wendy's. Yeah, the first time a Wendy's opened up in our area, this is years ago, because I was a little boy. So I was a little boy and we went to this place called Wendy's. So they had hamburgers and they had these milkshakes. The problem with the milkshake is it was more ice cream. It was thick. And they gave you a straw and they gave you a spoon. And it became pretty apparent real quick. You couldn't suck it up the straw. And this is how most people try to live their lives. This is how many people imagine manifesting is. It's the law of attraction, and they try to attract something to themselves. See, Neville says your creation is finished. Your job is to choose what to put on your plate. Your job isn't to suck it to you. This is why people do way too many sessions and work way too hard. They live in the paradigm of muscle, that your imagination is a muscle and you have to exercise it. You have to pull it closer to you. You have to fight to keep your state. The area of muscle being that drinking straw. By the way, think about how thick a drinking straw is. Right? It takes a lot of work to get a little bit of like that milkshake up there. So what happens is time goes on, and this is what my life was like. I discovered the area of the mental. Well, I could change my life with the power of my mind. I could learn new strategies. I could change my thinking. And you know, it was a lot of fun, learning new strategies, changing my thinking, you know? And it's like, I discovered that I could, when you change your thinking about money and time. See, I took 7 hours and wrote an ebook, Neville Goddard Simplified. Then I wrote another one, and then I wrote another one. I wrote a bunch, right? And so it takes me 7 hours to write an ebook, and I put it up on the internet, sell it for $7, and I sell one, and I made $1 an hour. If I sell two, I made $2 an hour. If I sell 1,000, I made $1,000 an hour. Because a $7 ebook took me 7 hours. You see the math? See, that's the area of the mental. Learning how to think differently changes your life. That's sort of like a garden hose. You turn on a garden hose and some water trickles out. And you can drink it. You can water a plant with it. You can do a lot with it. But that's still the land of the mental. And a lot of people get stuck there. Because there's a third level they just don't know about. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're definitely ready for it. And that's magic. Because we all start with muscle, right? You actually, at some point, you probably thought you were your physical body. And then you get then you start defending your thoughts. You know, this is what I think and I'm right. You know, that's how you can tell when people are in the mental realm. The coolest people I know don't defend their thoughts. They explore their models. But anyway, we've got this thing called magic. And magic is where the magic happens. If muscle is like a drinking straw where you got to suck things closer to you, you got to work hard. How many sessions do I need to do to nail this and attract it to me faster? If I do twice as many sessions, does it come twice as fast? See, that's sort of like muscle. It's beginning to get into mental. We're thinking about stuff. Trying to change our thinking. But magical is a completely different realm. Neville Goddard teaches your awareness of being is God. Consciousness is the only reality. I keep sharing you are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. And what we do is we teach the structure of magic. We want to reveal the magic of you. And we toss all kind of little hints and bits in these podcasts, which are pseudo-random ramblings based on the emails I get of the day. I just answered about 30 emails before I came out to the hot tub. And you know, like, yeah, and I'm done. And then I see my friend Linda put up a post about metamanifesting.com. And what a goody gift that is. You should really give it to yourself. There's a couple videos for there to watch. If this fascinates you, if this is making sense, if you're going, well, you know, I can see where I've put a lot of effort into muscle. I literally had to muscle my imagination, or I've tried to change the way I think, and I think the way I change, and I think about thinking about changing. If you notice these things in you, and you want to explore miracles a bit more, metamanifesting.com. It's the coolest, cool little thing. It's the little private bit that Victoria and we released it years ago, like 2016. And it's just perfect the way it is. We very rarely promote it. This is probably the first time you've ever heard about it. But I can tell you this much. If you go watch the little videos, if you read down through the page, if you're attracted to it, get it. Because this little model, and it all begins with noticing, where are you coming from? Muscle, mind, or magic? This will change your whole life. That's metamanifesting.com. M-E-T-A manifesting.com. That's one word, metamanifesting.com. And now, for fun, let's imagine up something lovely. Like, why not imagine this was the best podcast you've ever heard, and you're going to use it to totally transform your life? Do it now, as we go into the silence. All right. You know, I've got these fond memories of me and my dad. You've heard some of them. And you know, I think about the guidance that he gave to me. My dad must have been my first mentor. And I'm so thankful for the mentors in my life because I couldn't have sorted it all out on my own. To me, mentors are magic. And I want to thank you for listening to the magic here today. My name is Mr. 2020, and you are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. See ya.